Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Simon Godwin, Artistic Director of the Shakespeare Theatre Company in Washington, D.C.
And we are talking because Much Ado About Nothing is coming to the Shakespeare Theatre Company. Well, it's not coming there. It's already opened. It opened on November 11th, and it's going to run through December 11th. So see it during the holidays. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, Simon.
Great to be back with you, Jason. Thanks.
Yes, it's always great talking with you, and this is a really cool occasion, a legendary show. If you're going to do a show at Shakespeare Theater, you got to come see this one. You and I know what the story is about, but if there's a listener here that you know, maybe forgets the story, give me the basic premise.
Well, the story revolves around a character called Beatrice, who once had a relationship with a man called Benedick. Now they're sworn enemies. He's been away for a period of time. He comes back and they find themselves in a kind of warring dialogue. But gradually, as the play goes on, they realize that, in fact, they still love each other. And it's really about how two people come back together and ultimately get married.
Awesome. Aren't there two, like, sort of love stories going, romantic pairings going on, right? That we have, it's Claudio and Hero.
That's right. So we have a sort of older couple, Benedick and Beatrice, and then the parallel couple is exactly a younger woman called Hero and a young man called Claudio. Claudio is trying to get together with Hero, but then his friend tells him that Hero has been unfaithful. The friend is a disruptive force called Don John, and Claudio believes him and panics and abandons his bride-to-be at the church. And so the story is also about how he learns how wrong he was to do that, and the truth of Hero's fidelity, and she ultimately kind of forgives him, and they also reunite at the end. So it's sort of the choppy road of love.
The choppy road of love. There you go. Plaster that on the poster. Well, and we should tell everyone, obviously, this is, you know, while Shakespeare wrote many iconic tragedies, this is one in his comedy arena. So talk about how our listeners are going to, you know, have a great time and laugh their butts off throughout this thing as well.
Great. Well, I guess our big innovation is that we've set Much Ado About Nothing in a DC newsroom. So Beatrice and Benedick are warring anchors of the news show, and Hero presents sports and Claudio presents the weather. So it's kind of broadcast news meets Shakespeare. And we have live news broadcasts happening throughout the evening from other Shakespeare plays. So you sort of get to see all Shakespeare plays in one.
So it's like a TV station in a DC TV station that's you're kind of resetting it.
Exactly. And we're just really enjoying, the trappings of media with social media and news broadcasts and CCTV cameras. So it's really Shakespeare for the modern age.
Nice. Any current, like, politics kind of stuff seep in since it's DC, or how does that, you know, is there anything like especially timely about what's going on?
Well, I think that everyone is very concerned about their reputation in Washington. And this is a play very much about reputation and honor and your name in quotation marks. So I think it'll play into kind of anxieties, but also comic opportunities for people to get confused about where people stand in the world. And I think having a feeling of this landscape of a newsroom will be very resonant and familiar to people. All of us watch the news. That's one thing that's pretty universal.
And yeah, especially, you know, watching midterm election results come in. People are very familiar with watching TV news. How does that portray itself visually, you know, on stage, you know, and I know we're a radio station, so paint us a visual picture if you can with your words. But, you know, what do we see in terms of set costume? You know, is it, you know, people wearing blazers? Is it like a TV station with a DC Capitol backdrop, or, you know what I mean? What do we see?
Well, exactly. It is absolutely a TV station with a Washington Capitol backdrop. That's all in place. So it's very authentic based on existing TV shows. And you walk in and there are screens, that there's a news desk that Beatrice and Benedick present behind. And then as the play goes on, we start to revolve into other locations. So we go to a big function room for a big masquerade party. We go to a hotel where Hero stays the night before she gets married. So we sort of break out, but we keep this idea of the epic Washington theme. And we're excited to have a very famous CNN anchor making a cameo in the show as well. So yeah, I hope it's going to feel pretty authentic.
Oh, very cool. So who all is playing? I don't know if you can reveal the cameo, but who's playing the actual, you know, the main roles here, the famous Shakespeare roles?
Well, the famous Shakespeare roles are being played by Beatrice is being played by Kate Jennings Grant, who's a wonderful actress from Broadway that's come down from New York to play the role. And she's joined by Rick Holmes as Benedick. Rick's been in a number of Broadway shows, including Spamalot and Matilda. So he's really a comic genius. And otherwise, we've got Ed Gero from Washington, who's a beloved local actor, who's been, I think this is his 80th show at the Shakespeare Theatre Company.
So I love that guy.
Yeah, he's great, isn't he? So I think it's a wonderful blend of the familiar and the new.
Awesome. Well, you spoke a lot about the new. Let's talk about the familiar then. You know, and you're sort of the Shakespeare you know, expert here. So where does this sort of fall in his career trajectory? You know, where does Much Ado About Nothing fit into his overall, you know, arc?
Well, this is mid-career Shakespeare. So this is him at his kind comic and, well, popular height, really. It's before he turns to the darker plays and before he moves into magic realism. So we know at the end of his career, he wrote The Tempest and The Winter's Tale and Pericles, all plays that deal with loss and kind of redemption, but in very supernatural ways. This is him in the middle of his career writing very much a horizontal comedy about love and power and reputation. There's no magic realism in it. It's a very down-to-earth type of play. It's a very naturalistic play. It's written mainly in prose, not verse. So I would say this is the closest Shakespeare ever came to writing a rom-com.
A rom-com. Awesome. Well, talk about, you mentioned a couple things. You said it's a horizontal play, horizontal comedy. And you mentioned that it's more prose instead of verse in terms of the actual words. So explain sort of for our listeners, elaborate what exactly those mean in theater speak.
Good. Well, I suppose you would say that a tragedy is vertical insofar as it deals with heaven and hell and the wheel of fortune turning dramatically. And the horizontal is when people are pursuing their desires on the earthly plane. So Much Ado About Nothing is about sex, love, power, money. And so people stay, as I say, on that very down-to-earth grounded plane and really seek their desires. And in doing that, they talk very normally. They talk as closest that Shakespeare came to just writing the patterns of everyday naturalistic speech. So for us, putting the show in a newsroom has not been too difficult because the language itself is more accessible, let's say, than many other of Shakespeare's plays.
And who, tell us about, I guess, the Don John. Have we mentioned the sort of the antagonist side of this thing?
Yeah, he's the kind of Iago character in the play. Iago, you remember, is the dark protagonist of Othello that causes right. All the problems there. And Don John also has a great lust to destroy things. We never really find out his reason, the kind of cause of his jealousy that he wants to overturn this marriage of Claudio to Hero. In our version, he's recently been arrested and released from prison on a drug offense. So he's wearing an ankle bracelet, which I think is driving him crazy, the character. So we've given him some feelings of his own honor being compromised, and he has a bitterness and he wants to avenge himself on other people.
if Shakespeare could have only imagined an ankle bracelet, that technology would have blown his mind. Actually, maybe not. He was very ahead of his, you know, he was thinking ahead of his time. So who knows? He probably could have envisioned it. Well, all right. Well, I mean, we've covered a lot of it. I guess speak more broadly about Shakespeare Theater itself. You know, when exactly did you guys open after the pandemic? And I know it was the whole theater scene here is sort of opened and closed a couple different variants and stuff like that. So where exactly does this come in your grand reopening era?
Well, thanks, Jason. Yeah, it's been an extraordinary time for theatres, as we've all been struggling to find the right moments to come back, to persuade audiences to return. We actually opened about a year ago with a reprise of The Amen Corner by James Baldwin. And then we went on to have actually the most successful production in our history with Once Upon a One More Time, and last Christmas, the musical with songs by Britney Spears. So
I think that was when we last spoke.
Yes, that's right. That was a huge success for us. So we're definitely bringing the audiences back. We're definitely excited to open our doors again. And I think this is a very you know, pivotal moment as we now share this big epic contemporary Shakespeare with people. So those folks that have enjoyed the musicals or enjoyed the work of someone like James Baldwin, now they get the chance to see work by the house dramatist William Shakespeare.
Awesome. And then, of course, I guess throughout this upcoming theater season 2022-2023, you're going to have shows, you know, both shows that are iconic Shakespeare written shows like King Lear, but then you'll also have shows about, you know, where Shakespeare is a character like Jane Eyre, right? So talk about sort of the season coming up.
Yes, well, we're delighted to be welcoming Michael Urie back to star in the new play, Jane Eyre, which does indeed deal with Shakespeare's life. Then we have The Jungle, which is a remarkable new play about the immigration crisis that has been had a huge success in New York and in London. And we're going to be transforming the Harmon Hall into a large tent so that people feel very engaged and included in the action. We have King Lear, which I'll also be directing with the wonderful actor Patrick Page, who has been now finishing his run in Hadestown on Broadway before coming to Washington to play this remarkable role.
He also did a huge, sorry to interrupt, but Patrick Page did this really cool show where he played all of Shakespeare's villains. I can't remember what it was called. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yes, it was one of our shows. It was called All the Devils Are Here.
The Devils Are Here. Yes. What a cool idea.
So cool. And we were thrilled to produce that during the pandemic online. And it was a tour de force. And it was really seeing that that made me realize that Patrick was incredibly well placed to deliver King Lear, which really is the Everest of all Shakespeare parts.
Well, we'll have to follow up and, you know, maybe talk to Patrick again when that, because that's going to be awesome. But actually, but before that, like you mentioned, come see the great Michael Urie in, obviously Ugly Betty, but just on Single All the Way. I think it was like a Netflix movie, I think. But yeah, great talent always coming through those doors.
Oh, thanks, Jason. Yes, I think people love playing the theaters. They love meeting our audiences. They love working with our staff. We try and give great actors a great time, and we're thrilled that they keep coming back.
Awesome. Well, great actors, a great time, but also great audiences, a great time. I guess let's sort of end there. Speak directly to our listeners. Pretend I'm not even here, but you're talking directly to them. Like, hey, everyone, come on out. Tell Much Ado About Nothing. Here's, you know, have a good time.
Well, yes. This is just a shout out to say it's great to be back on the show. And if you get the chance to come and see Much Ado About Nothing, you'll have an absolute ball. It's an audacious reinvention of this glorious play. The show runs till December the 11th, and I guarantee you'll feel a lot better when you leave than when you came in.
There you go. If you have family in town, you know, between Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever, the holiday, you know, bring them out to Shakespeare Theater and see Much Ado About Nothing. Always do great work at that theater. So, hey, thanks, Simon. It's always a blast catching up.
Thanks so much, Jason. Thanks for having me on. Cheerio.